I'm not quite sure how I knew this, but I just took a lucky guess. But we've got Maggie Walsh with us right now, celebrating her 25th birthday, I believe it is, from Brookdale. Maggie, how are you?
I am great. Thank you. 25 is a great year.
Isn't it? I mean, we're all 25 once.
And they get to rent that car, Maggie.
Right? Yeah, it's something you have to experience at least once in your life.
Unfortunately, this would be my second.
Oh, wow.
Time around at that
age.
Don't ask me how I knew that. I swear somebody blurted that out earlier, and and when you said, wait, it actually is, but you said that with like a scared, puzzled look on your face, like how in the world did he know that?
Well, the people who weren't here, he just blurts out all of a sudden, oh, it's your birthday today. Nobody says anything about it being Maggie's birthday whatsoever, and he's like, I just heard it somewhere.
It is odd.
I'm taken back. He's never done that, not before, so maybe this is a new thing I'm learning about.
Did you work at Cedar Point?
That's
in the guessing game or something?
They guess your birthday, they guess your weight.
Right.
See? They still do that?
I don't know.
It's
been a while since I've been back, I got to be honest. I'm sure they do, right? Anything to take your money.
Well, right.
That's
right. I was
just
going to say, you give them $5, they'll play that game with you. The best you come away with is a stuffed animal or something crazy like that. But, well, Maggie, tell us about Brookdale. What's going on?
I work at Brookdale Westlake Village. We are a continuum care senior community. So we have everything from independent living, assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing and rehab.
And this has got to be a lot of fun for you being in an environment like this. So you guys are obviously in Westlake. I frequent Crocker Park all the time. And, well, this building, it feels like they had been building it for about the last 3 years. Every time I'd come by here, they'd put up another brick or, you know, they would lay another mortar. You know, they would get this thing going. And then now here it is. Like, this is officially open. And this is cool. What a great facility this is.
It's lovely. It's really nice.
Yeah. No, it's fantastic stuff. And, I mean, this is a huge gathering of so many different people, too. We're seeing folks from all different walks of life here.
Yeah, there's probably some of our residents here.
Very nice.
They like to get out and about.
Sure. Maggie, I wanted to ask you a little bit. I think some people look at places like Brookdale, and they're not exactly sure what they're all about. And you mentioned the rehab facilities that you guys have and the ability to help folks out. My grandmother broke her hip not too long ago. She had to do such a thing. And I think that's one of the overlooked things, just how much you guys help the elderly and those in need kind of get back up on their feet and get back home in a case like that.
Absolutely. We're a 5-star rated Medicare rehab, 60 private rooms, private bathrooms there. So it makes, you know, rehabbing a little more comfortable.
Sure. Well, I think one of the big things, too, is you want it to make it feel as much like home for the people who are going through something like that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And encourage, you know, a positive environment. It's a bright, it's not depressing.
Sure.
And that all helps people on the road to recovery. And then when you get to different stages, you know, in our independent living, we have a very vibrant group of seniors who live each day to the fullest. We offer everything from exercise. We have a pub on site, so we have happy hour 4 to 6 every day.
Wow. That's cool.
If you'd like to come and check it out someday.
Sounds like a good idea. I'll say that right now.
It really starts at about 3:30.
All right. Why not?
It's always noon somewhere.
All right.
Sure. Happy hour's got to begin at some point, right?
That's right.
Happy hour comes in many ways, shapes, and fashions. No question about that. You guys offer private duty nursing. I had never heard of that before. What exactly is that?
If someone just got out of rehab, came back to their apartment, but wasn't still feeling quite themselves and thought they needed a little more assistance, then they could have a private duty aide come to their apartment and, you know, help them feel more secure and give them a little more confidence so they're ready to be back on their own.
How long have you been involved in this industry?
3 years.
What got you into it?
My very first job was in high school as a cook at a nursing home at Wright's Nursing Center in Lakewood.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so I made lots of oatmeal and cream of wheat. back in the day. I can do 50 poached eggs at one time.
50 really poached impressive. Eggs at once.
It was a talent I had back in the day.
Holy cow. I mean, that's that truly, we can laugh at that all we want, but that's a skill.
It is a skill. I agree. Yes. So even back at 14, I loved serving the seniors and made my way back.
What's a poached egg? Isn't that where you boil it in water, or am I missing on that?
Well, it's not. Yes.
Okay. And you put, yes, put 50. Like, how big a pot are we talking here?
A big.
It'd have to be, yes.
Big
it'd
pot.
Have to be a big pot. I have to think.
You'd probably make a pretty mean eggs Benedict if you could poach 50 eggs at once.
My Bernays sauce is outstanding.
Wow. So we've had the chance to dive into your culinary skills here a little bit. For those who are out there listening right now wondering where they can get more information about Brookdale Senior Living Solutions, where can they go about getting that information?
Brookdale.com. Very easy. And I'll give a shout out to our kitchen staff as well. We have won the senior cook-off in the community here multiple times. So they're pretty good at cooking as well.
Very cool. Sounds stuff. Good. Maggie, thank you very much for stopping by. This was a lot
my
of fun.
My pleasure.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maggie.
Maggie Walsh joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Time for a break. We're back after this on AM 930 WEOL.